Last month, a United Nations report said more than 7,000 Iraqis were killed during September and October. It is this spiraling violence, which is driven by religious differences, that Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is trying to find a way to stop at Saturday's National Reconciliation Conference. Two earlier reconciliation conferences were postponed, but Mahmoud Othman, an independent Kurdish member of Iraq's parliament, tells VOA that the meeting looks set to happen, but it is unclear exactly who will participate.
If people from outside the political process, they participate, let's say, Ba'athis or whoever, this will be more important because you are making reconciliation with these people anyway. But if it was only limited to the people who are in the political process, still it will be useful because inside the political process we have differences and it has to be solved, Sunnis on one side, Shiites on one side.
He says until now no list of participants or agenda has been publicized, but it is expected that the 24-point reconciliation plan that Mr. Maliki announced last June will form the framework for the discussions. That plan includes a general amnesty for insurgents who renounce violence and who have not attacked American soldiers or Iraqis, as well as a promise to crack down on militias. But just getting all the participants to the table to begin a dialogue is by itself a difficult task. Radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, whose support has helped Prime Minister Maliki stay in power, has said his representative's participation is conditional on a timetable for withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq. On Friday, he went a step further, calling for the American and British embassies to be evicted from Iraq. Another prominent figure, Adnan al-Dulaimi, the head of the largest Sunni Arab party, attended a conference in Istanbul, Turkey on Thursday, where he appealed to Sunnis from neighboring countries to save Iraq's Sunni minority from the governing Shiites. All of this, Othman says, makes for a difficult environment for talks of reconciliation.
But if your mentality doesn't change, if you don't go against militias, if you don't go against terrorists, if you don't really have the will to have this Sunni-Shiite solution, I don't believe that a conference could do much.
There appears to be only one point that unites all Iraqis today, and that is football. On Friday afternoon, Shiites, Sunnis, and Kurds all rooted for the Iraqi national football team to beat Qatar in the finals of the Asia Cup. But their dreams were dashed in a 1-0 victory for Qatar. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, Baghdad.